This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:46. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Joining us this morning for the Israel Report is Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's from the Center for International Communications. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
So Israel, of course, is ramping up the activities in Gaza. We've seen significant airstrikes, and now we are seeing certainly some targeted on-the-ground activity. What is the latest happening in the Gaza region?
Israel had no other choice but to resume limited warfare because Hamas enjoyed the ceasefire but refused to release hostages and has rejected almost any proposal to do that. Most significantly, this limited military operation is fully supported by the United States, by the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to generate pressure on Hamas To soften its position. Therefore, Israel's military strategy is to create steps. So the more Hamas refuses to accept a proposal to release hostages, the stronger the military operation would be.
Mm-hmm.
So from the beginning, the military operation was limited to air strikes, but yesterday there was a few limited military steps on the ground, and all depends on the mediators, Egypt and Qatar. The United States is applying pressure on Egypt and Qatar, and Egypt and Qatar are applying pressure on Hamas. And we'll see where this is going to move in the next few days.
So the pressure obviously is something that Hamas is also well aware of. They're also aware that Israel is trying to put pressure on them to surrender, to release the hostages. Do you think that makes them More amenable or less amenable to it?
We don't know. That's exactly the problem. You deal with a cruel terrorist organization. We don't know how much rationale there is in policy making there. We don't know who is really calling the shots. And therefore, this is a major question. We simply don't know. But obviously, if they do not come up, if they do not resume negotiations, if they are not ready to accept anything, Israel will expand its military operation.
The fact that Qatar and other areas, also other regions who have traditionally been quite supportive of Hamas, are trying to get them to capitulate, surely that must make the most significant difference of all, because if they cut off funding and if they start applying real pressure, surely that'll take very short before they change their direction.
Agree. I don't think that Qatar has applied during the long months of negotiations the kind of financial and political pressure it could have applied on Hamas. So there's more room for pressuring Qatar to pressuring Hamas, But again, I consider Qatar to be a negative contributor to the situation in Gaza, and they support jihadist organizations across the Middle East and the world. So again, this question is still unknown whether or not Qatar is finally prepared to apply the kind of pressure it has the capability to do.
Assuming it carries on in this direction, we've seen it starting with Air Force strikes, then we've seen targeted on boots on the ground operations. Is this simply going to continue to ramp up until we have a full-scale situation back in Gaza that we've had before?
It's possible, but I think the more probable scenario is that they finally would be persuaded, Hamas would be persuaded to resume negotiations because they are fearful of full-scale warfare. They know that the Trump administration is very different from the Biden administration. The Trump administration couldn't care less about the number of trucks with humanitarian assistance going into Gaza. They have accumulated enough food, water, and other supplies during the 2 months of ceasefire to survive, say, maybe two more months. But they are fearful of both the resumption of warfare. They did not believe Israel would resume military operations. And they are concerned about the continuation of humanitarian aid. And therefore, the assumption is that if they behave rationally, which again, this is a major question, then they would be prepared to resume negotiation and to be serious about releasing hostages.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see, of course, how this continues to play out. Let's talk as well about the Shin Bet and the firing of the chief of the Shin Bet. Take us through this.
Yes, yesterday the government voted to remove the Ronen Bar, who is the current head of the security agency. I think it was a major mistake. I think the prime minister presented false information about his relations with Ronen Bar. I think Netanyahu initiated this move mostly not because of the reasons he cited in the government meeting, but because of another factor. And we talked a little bit about it earlier, and this is the Qatar factor. Mm. We have a Qatar gate here because certain people in his own office, a number of people in his office apparently have been receiving payments from Qatar to improve the image of Qatar in Israel, to tell Israelis how Qatar is a good country, how they greatly contribute to the releasing of hostages. And this is a major scandal that will continue despite the firing of the head of the security agency. This is really regrettable, should not have happened.
So the fact is that it has happened. Can there be any repercussions?
Yes, it may have negative repercussions, first of all, on the security agency itself. This is one of the most important security and national security bodies in Israel. The issue is also not moot because a number of people and organizations have appealed to the Supreme Court, and It's not known what the court will decide, but it's very, very likely to decide that the government has not followed its own rules about firing a personality like head of the security agency. There are certain procedural steps that the government should have taken, and they have not.
The comments, Netanyahu's comments about deep state, also very worrisome in that it really does undermine his own government quite significantly.
Yes, I think first of all, Israel is not the United States, and exactly. Netanyahu is not Trump.
Yeah, I think he might have forgotten that for a moment there.
I think that the whole idea of a deep state in Israel is nonsense. Netanyahu has been in power for almost 20 years.
I was thinking that as well.
He could have changed government employees I don't know how many times, and he has not done that. And most of the civil servants are good people who do not make decisions or behave or operate based on political ideologies. Any minister has a number of positions in his office or her office, which requires loyalty, like political appointees. But most of the others, so the whole idea of deep state is nonsense. It does not fit in Israel. And again, this is the kind of accusation that is dividing the country. We don't need that, especially when military operations have been resumed in Gaza.
Does it speak to desperation?
Yes. I think that the country is divided into two camps. And I think that if the government would not care about the ideas and priorities of the other side, I think this is a prescription for disaster. Unfortunately, Netanyahu himself and most of his ministers are taking steps that, instead of unifying the country, achieve exactly the opposite. And I think that many of my colleagues experts on politics and international politics in Israel are very much concerned about it.
What happens at the at Shin Bet? Do they? I'm assuming that despite protesting it or arguing it, they have to accept this. Does that mean they've got to go through their own process, or can they withstand it and say, well, he's actually not stepping down on April the 10th, pending a hearing?
I think they will continue to work at their earlier pace, and they have achieved enormous results during the war. Mm-hmm. And but there's a question, and it depends who is going to replace the Ronen Bar. Mm-hmm. There is much concern that Netanyahu will appoint someone who is going to be loyal to him instead of being loyal to the country. So this is something that, again, is much of concern to us. And this will determine the overall outstanding contributions of the security agency to the battle against Hamas.
And that is where we leave it, Professor Eitan Gilboa, talking to us about the latest news from Israel. Professor Eitan Gilboa is from the Center of International Communications. Thank you, as always. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.